2-0 win, clean sheet, I guess you're pleased with that?
Just dominated the game from start to finish. The only thing I was said to him, I was happy with the performance at half time, but I just felt the last third we were wasteful. Shouldn't have created with the possession and the pressure that we had, we should have created the best move, obviously, first half when Moff hit the bar. But I thought in other times we got in good positions, but it was much better the second half. We went in about the box, we were dangerous. Williamson just was unplayable the second half. Josh was getting in behind him, and I thought we just totally dominated. It was a really, really good performance today. The only thing you could say is that Stinnesmuir got away lucky with just 2-0, because all they did was they probably did well to keep it to 2-0, because they were under pressure most of the afternoon. Their big defenders had to deal with a lot. It was a thoroughly good performance, and 2-0 doesn't do them justice. I think it was the way that they played and the chances that they created, it could have been a lot more. Goalies had two or three great saves as well.
Puts you top of the table on goal difference as well.
I just say to players, it's nice for the supporters and everybody like yourselves to see, league table. But you've got to treat the table as saying, it's what is it, 5 games? So, you look at it after a dozen games, 10 a dozen games, and then you get a feel for it. But there's no doubt when we come into training on Monday or tomorrow morning, the supporters like to see their team up there, keeps the momentum there, they keep saying buzzing. Because one result can change everything, you can jump down a place or two and that, because other teams winning, but it's where you are after at the end of the season. But I think leagues always take shape after 10-12 games, so we'll keep it going. We said to them before the game as well, after losing at Fofa, we need to go on a run, and I said 2 games before today's game doesn't constitute a run. If you can get up around the boots 5, 6, 7 games, you're on a run, and we're up to 3 now. We've got some tough games away, especially next week at Morton, so we'll hopefully just keep the momentum going, and as I say, now when you're up there, you're the one that's to be shot at, but it also gives you the task of trying to make sure you stay there, and that's what they've got to do. But if it was down to the way that the players play and the ability and the work rate of each other, we've got a good squad, and they showed it today. When you look at the strength of our bench today, we're well equipped for a good season, but we've got to do it week in, week out.
You played Ryan Thompson long enough at striker, but today he scored from midfield.
There's no doubt he's a better midfield player coming on to it. He was helping me out last year because I had 4 strikers injured, and you need a bit of strength up front. That's one of the reasons we got Gozzi in that end, though. Gozzi maybe just didn't quite work out for him. They had 2 big defenders to take care of, but it was important that he was there, because obviously I felt their big danger was set plays. Got some big lads and we needed him for that, but not just that, but he gave them a handful as well. But it allows players, when he's keeping them occupied up there with the physical side, other players like Moff and that get the benefit. But Ryan, probably everything fell to him in the first half when he maybe just a wee bit wasteful, but I think it once he got his goal, because he's always a threat, getting in there, and obviously with the man coming off, then we just felt it was the right time to go and exploit that and put out a natural wide player, which Andy had a good wee spell, set up a good couple of good chances there. But overall, it was a good performance. Falkenham was excellent the second half. The boys at the back, but for me, I thought the one that they did get a lot of praise when you went is, I thought Buchan was outstanding at centre half today, because he never gave Graham much of a look in. He's a big handful, we know that, having played against him last year with Stranraer, but I thought he marshalled them well today along with Lewis. But the eye catcher was again Williamson, just like he was last week, with some of these fantastic runs he goes up. And he's unplayable like that. I mean, he's just so quick, got great feet, and it was nice to see him getting into good positions and putting in some crosses. We've been working on him when he gets in there, just looking at the situation. If there's no space, he's got to give us a chance at the back post, and he did that 3 or 4 times today. And I think the one at the end there when Gozzi tried an overhead kick, but Andy's coming in, should have been screaming, and he would have put it in. So, but these are things that are that they'll learn from. But overall, it was an outstanding performance, and as I say, 2-0 doesn't do the team's performance justice today.
Thanks, great. Thanks, sir.